It's going on 8 o'clock, and a breeze is blowing softly down canyon. Every few minutes, the wind accelerates, flicking sand over the ledge above me into my face. I bow my head to protect my face beneath the brim of my hat. This keeps most of the dust out of my eyes, but I can feel the grit on my contacts. After huddling from a half dozen cycles of the breeze, I catch myself not doing anything or even thinking about anything. I'm in a fleeting daze that dissolves when I become aware of it. Coming back around to my current situation, I look at the broken-up dirt and rock pieces covering my right arm. Using my fingers and then my knife to get to the more confined spots around my right hand, I brush off the dirt. With pursed lips, I puff the last dust particles off my hand. It's ridiculous, this compulsion to keep my arm clean, but being tidy is one of the few means by which I can exert even a small degree of control over my circumstances. I resume my excavation as darkness seeps from my penumbral hole and spills into the desert above me, turning dusk to night. I turn my headlamp back on and pick a new target on the chalkstone, a beige-pink heart of sandstone ringed by hard black mineral features. This spot is 2 inches above my wrist, so I'm cautious with my strikes until I can chisel out a starter hole that allows me to jab harder at the chalkstone. I establish a rhythm, pecking at 2 jabs per second, pausing to blow away dust once every 5 minutes. Time slips past. I can see a tiny measure of progress as a small salmon-colored flake emerges beside the shallow trough I'm carving out of the chalkstone. If I'm right, I might be able to dig out enough material around this pastel nugget so that I can pop it out as a single chip. I slip into the flow of intent action. Before I know it, 3 hours are gone, and it's nearly midnight. I have isolated the little flake on 3 sides, left, top, and bottom, by a channel about 1/8 of an inch wide, and I'm ready to pry it off the boulder. Not wanting to accidentally break off the tip of my knife blade, I switch my multi-tool to the file. The file is not only thicker and sturdier, it is also somewhat more expendable. With the file tip positioned in the in-cut groove, I lever the handle toward the rock and watch for the flake to come flying from my eyes, holding my breath. I feel my tool biting into my palm just as the flake crumbles and breaks away. Yes! A dime-sized piece of rock pops off the chalkstone and falls onto my trapped wrist. It's not as big as I could have.